Animals and plants face challenges across the globe as habitats shrink and the climate changes. But a group of scientists, including from UW-Madison, is finding signs of hope through a research project in South Carolina. For nearly two decades, the team cultivated habitat by connecting fragments of native landscapes. UW conservation biologist Ellen Damshin is the study's lead author. She tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz, even the team didn't expect such positive results. And, Damshin adds, the study is applicable to many landscapes, including Wisconsin's.
So what we found was that on an annual basis, the likelihood of any species arriving for the first time, so we call that colonization, was 5% higher in a connected patch than in one that did not have a corridor. And the flip side of that is that for any given species, the likelihood of blinking out or going extinct in any given habitat patch was 2% lower when it was connected by a corridor than compared to when it did not have that. And so that has compounded those rates every year for every species over time. And now we have 14% more species in the connected patches than the unconnected patches on average. And that equates to about 24 species per patch in a connected patch, more than an unconnected patch.
So how long was it before you began to see that increase in number of plant and animal species?
You know, we actually saw it happen quite quickly. My dissertation ended by publishing a paper showing that corridors worked. And so that was in 2006. And we saw these plant species increasing in numbers quite rapidly. And then we this study emerged because we wondered, well, how long will this last? It must not be able to last forever. And so we put together this proposal and said, okay, like, what are the predictions we'd make? And what we've seen as a result that came out of this paper is actually the least likely outcome that we predicted ahead of time. So the fact that it's continued to operate the way that it has been really surprising.
So as the study began, it was the process of identifying and setting aside these parcels, but then restoring them to or trying.
Right. And I actually think now, I mean, it wasn't the intent to have this come out at a moment like this 20 years ago when the study started. But we have just heard so much about, just in the past couple of weeks, we've heard about the declines in biodiversity in birds, for example. 3 billion birds have been lost, and the biggest impacts are actually from grassland ecosystems. And so what do you do about that when there is so little grassland or savanna habitat remaining? In Wisconsin, it's less than either 3% or 1% of the habitat type originally, depending on which, you know, subtype of grassland or savanna you're talking about. So there's not much left. So now we know that restoration plays a key role in conservation, and especially for grassland and savanna ecosystems. And so our study actually mimics what you would do by recreating this habitat, reinserting fire into the landscape and having these routine fires, and then watching how connectivity might alter the end state. And so yes, this is definitely a restoration study and a study in progress.
What are the applications or potential ones we see here in Wisconsin, or are there efforts underway already that could be augmented?
Yeah, well, I think that we have known for a long time that prairie and oak savanna habitat has been lost in Wisconsin and actually much of the Midwest. And there's a huge amount of interest and effort in protecting the habitat that we have left, keeping fire on the landscape, which is really challenging, and also restoring habitat so that what we have can be augmented through restoration efforts, either creating larger parcels or connecting them. So I know that the DNR and their Natural Areas Program is really invested in trying to keep fire on the landscape and restore these kinds of ecosystems. And they're working with partners at the Nature Conservancy and the Prairie Enthusiasts, which is an organization that can put prairie into easement and then also work with landowners to conduct prescribed fire and do seed collections and that kind of thing, and do it in a way that is smart scientifically and can help recover these species without some other negative effects happening.